അജീര്യതാമൃതാനാമുപേത്യ ജീര്യന്മത്യക്വധസ്ഥപ്രജാനൻ അഭിധ്യായൻ വന്നലരി പ്രമോദാൻ അതിദീർഘേ ജീവിതേ കോരമേത. The boy himself asked the master, why is it, sir, that you are trying to tantalize me? You think that I am such a fool as the ordinary people? I have no such delusion or illusions. I am a clear thinker. Ajaryatam amrutanam upetya. That which never jiryam decay, that undecaying amrutanam, immortal, changeless, deathless reality, that higher state, upetya, having discarded the permanent, the eternal, the imperishable, jiryan martya kvadastha prajanan, who is that foolish man who will run after jiryan, that things and the pleasures which are constantly dying and decaying? Who will go? When I have no idea of the higher, yes, this is the best. But once having understood that there is something eternal, permanent, immutable, changeless, who will leave that and run after the finite, the perishable, the changeable, the illusory? Abhidhyayan varnarati pramodan, having considered deeply the various objects of pleasure and what they can give me in reward, having made, what do you call that, a budget, or not budget, an account, all right, of how much I have to put in order to acquire the objects. The expenditure of energy and vitality. And what do I gain out of it? A finite, just short living pleasure. Once you have thus calculated and understood in deep analysis and consideration, adidirghe jivide koremeta, who is that fool in this world who will revel in the prospect of a long life of this stupid running after pleasure from place to place? Who will enjoy it? Thoughtlessly we may. But once you have analyzed and thought over the matter and realized that fact, the fickleness of sense pleasures,